Hello and welcome to Backstage at the Roundhouse, brought to you by Transmission Roundhouse. I'm Marnie, and this time join us as we head down to Brighton for the Great Escape Festival. The Great Escape Festival is the best place for new music, showcasing over 500 emerging artists from all over the world. Every year, the Roundhouse takes over one of the stages to shine a spotlight on our resident artists. You can expect to hear stories of their journey so far, as well as some exceptional live performances. You're going to hear from Kai Bosch, who takes inspiration from the likes of Lorde, James Blake, FKA Twigs and Girls Aloud. Luca Manning, who's had their heart stolen by all that East London has to offer. The Magic, a band built on the foundations of friendship, love and good music. Flaneurs, a singer-songwriter and psychogeographer. And finally, a rising R&B star, India Shan. Up first though, it's Beena. She first came onto the scene in 2019 with her debut EP Humble Abode and swiftly became one to watch. We spoke to her at the Hope and Ruin just after she finished her set.
Hey, my name is Beena, aka Big Beans, and I am a singer, songwriter, DJ, radio host, all-round creative. And I'm from Southeast London, and I make a lot of music about my feelings, and it's all over a neo soul sound. That's how I would describe it. Yeah, warm, soulful, jazzy sounds. Being a resident artist at the Roundhouse has been really just, it's been a beautiful experience. I've met so many fellow creatives that inspire me, and then not to mention just how much growing I've done as an artist, because Roundhouse just comes through with like the best opportunities. Like, it was through Roundhouse that I was able to open for Emily Sandé at the beginning of the year. I did a set for Misguided, and obviously I'm here at The Great Escape thanks to the Roundhouse Resident Artist Programme. So I have a lot to thank the Roundhouse for, as far as like how much I've been able to grow as an artist and as a person as well through like the workshops and stuff. So yeah, I've been really inspired being part of this programme. 3 years ago, I actually volunteered for The Great Escape to like help with sound design and lighting. So I was doing like the sound checks, or helping with the sound checks for some of the artists like 3 years ago. And then I always wanted to play at The Great Escape. So I was really happy and really grateful that the Roundhouse set up a stage to allow us to perform here. So yeah, it's been amazing.
Yeah,
it's been amazing.
You lot are real ones. Who was there trying to say that was hard work? Was it you? That was light work though, wasn't it? It wasn't that deep. It was light work.
Oh, it was amazing. People came through with vim. People came through with vibes. People came through with energy. I performed a couple of my songs from my EP and some unreleased tracks, and the crowd was just amazing. And I was really happy to see so many people come out, like, considering how early my set was. Like, it was just really nice to... Yeah, I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun.
You can find me on Instagram at BINA official. And I got a new tune coming out next Friday, Do Not Disturb. Pre-save and run up that shit. Big love and all of them teams. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, the highlight was when we wheeled up Dark Cloud. Me and my DJT, like, we were on stage and I played Dark Cloud and people started shouting along with the song. And I was like, ah! And then he reloaded it, and then yeah, it was amazing. And then I also really enjoyed playing my song Gotham, which is a song I wrote on my guitar, and we played it with drums, just really laid back. But definitely I would say the highlight was Dark Cloud. Yeah, that was really fun. I literally screamed. I was like, ah, my God, the most high-pitched girl scream ever. Yeah. This is Beena, and this is my performance at the Great Escape Festival.
Hey everyone. What are you saying? Are you good? Is everybody good? You guys are quiet. Are you good? Yeah? My name is Beena, aka Big Beans. This is T on the ones and twos. Show him love. And yeah, we're just here to catch a vibe real quick. So this song is called Just a Sec, and it's from my EP that I put out last year, which is called This Is Not a Film. And yeah, it's about a situation I think some of us may be familiar with, the situationship. So we're gonna get into it.
I've never seen us in this state before. Normally we're cool after 3 days. I'm not speaking. Now it's nearly been 4 weeks. Nearly been 4 weeks I haven't seen you. Don't know what I'll say when we finally see me. I just need a second to get my head right. Ooh, yeah. Now this is done and unhealthy. I can caress on myself if I need you. Say you love me, did I ask you? None of your actions match up to your speech. I'm 20-something with no clue. Why didn't you just say what you need? Running away, it ain't helping. So running away, it ain't helping. Now this is dumb and unhealthy. I can caress on myself if I need it. You say you love me, did I ask you? None of your actions match up to your speech. I'm 20-something with no clue. So why didn't you just say what you need? Running away, it ain't helping. So running away, it ain't helping. Our communication is lacking. Chemistry packing up.
My name is Kai Bosch. I am an alternative left field pop music within that genre, anyway. So I make kind of alternative pop music that kind of cements itself in emotion, places in time, taking snapshots of places and places in my life that I've not, you know, the ones that you kind of miss or skim over usually in terms of songs, like, you know, taking the bus home or the less cinematic, less exciting parts and blowing them up and making them massive and making them beautiful. Being a resident artist at the Roundhouse is really been really so beneficial to my career, I guess, in terms of access to facilities. Like, obviously it's great being able to access like studios for free, and then also in terms of our monthly like kind of masterclasses where we have various people come in talk about industry, artistry. It's all kind of really good to expand my kind of horizons and get me thinking in ways that I normally wouldn't. And then also in terms of industry, it's so good to be able to get an insight that perhaps I wouldn't have access to if I was just going out looking for it myself. I mean, it's great being at Great Escape. I think this is a festival that, like, I've been aware of for so long. As someone who listens to a lot of new music and emerging artists, I've always seen it as a bit of a, like, a bucket list for me as an artist. I remember applying to it when I was like 17, making absolutely awful music, and I was like, ah, you know, great. Obviously nothing came of that, but it's a proper full circle moment for me now. My music's, I think, all right. And yeah, it's an honor to be here, especially with Roundhouse and all the other, you know, resident artists. Everyone is so varied in the, you know, approaches and the styles, but we all really come together, and it's just sick that we all get to share this moment together. So my performance is very much drenched in melodrama and emotion. I'm a very, like, emotional performer in terms of, like, my movements, my stage presence. But then there's real kind of highs where it goes very kind of quite gritty, and then also real kind of emotional, vulnerable moments. This one is all about losing yourself and being totally okay with that for the moment, just celebrating that freedom of leaving somewhere like rural Cornwall and ending up somewhere big and everything you dreamed of. This is my new song, Be Right Back, so I hope you enjoy.
The city fades into fake light, and by the time I get myself to the station, the world is mine. Slip into the console, my friends are riptides. Taking me away, me away from the real life. With every weekend a stranger who can fuel my addiction, he can paint me a picture, we can live in the fiction. The perpetual state of all the give and the take. I lose myself in a way that will be right back. Oh, myself in a way, but it'll be right back. Oh, I lose myself in a way. The city will be the death of me, and I'm fine with that. Cause I've got life to burn and bones to crack. Slipping through the grave. Something more comfortable. Taking me away from the cubicle. With every weekend a stranger who can fuel my addiction. He can paint me a picture, we can live in the fiction. The perpetual state of all the give and the take. I lose myself in a way, but it'll be right back. Oh, I lose myself in a way, but it'll be right back. Oh, I lose myself in a way. And I can't reach my phone, and I've been taken home. I got my sticks and stones, and I break myself. I watch the world explode into the world I know. I got my skin and if you can't reach my phone, then I've been taken home. I got my sticks and stone, then I break myself. I watch the world explode into the world I know. I got my skin and bone, and this is me. I lose myself in a way. Oh. Oh. sticks and stones, and I break my soul. Oh, it's the world exploding to the world I know. I got my skin and bone, and he suits me well.
Cheers. Thanks so much, guys. Have a lovely rest of your time here. I think we've got Luca next, and they're phenomenal. So stick around for that.
Cheers.
My name's Luca Manning, and I'm an artist who questions rigidity. My life at the moment is made up with making lattes, snogging boys, and writing sad songs. Being a resident artist at the Roundhouse so far has been really, really exciting. It's pushed the boundaries of what I do in a really beautiful way. It's allowed me to connect with people in various art forms, and that's really what I was hungry for. I've always made music, and singing's always been a really big part of what I do, but being a part of this resident artist family has really given me an opportunity to expand what I do, to create this kind of world where we collaborate across art forms and disciplines, and it's kind of got me doing things that scare me, which I'm really excited about. So yeah, it's been beautiful so far. My highlight as a Roundhouse resident artist so far has got to be performing at the In The Round Festival in the main space back in January. That was just really special. I think like going to gigs at the Roundhouse and thinking, oh, one day I'd love to be on that stage, and then actually getting to do it was just mad. Like, yeah, I had to kind of take a beat when I was on the stage and be like, you're at the Roundhouse, like playing music you've written. And it was just a beautiful thing with folk I love. Like, and yeah, that was my highlight, the In The Round Festival back in January. It's really exciting to be at the Great Escape with the Roundhouse this year because there seems to be a right buzz about it. Like, I don't think I really realised like how amazing it was, really. I just knew that this thing was happening, and I've rocked up to Brighton and I'm bumping into folk that I know from the kind of music world, and it's really beautiful. I think that it's a beautiful idea to have a showcase of the resident artists because, you know, we are like a little family and we're very supportive of each other. So it's really nice that we all get to gig as one gig, you know, today, because we're all off doing our thing and, you know, life is busy and we're all pursuing it. But it's something really lovely about presenting us as a kind of cohort, a resident artist. So yeah, it should be good. Really excited. For me today, you can expect a journey that I've created of songs and stories that feel relevant to what I want to say today. That's it, really. I'm playing with an amazing musician, bass player called Hugo Piper, who's a dear friend of mine, and it's just going to be both of us, the two of us on stage, and we're just giving you a little journey of what feels right to say today. So the set today will begin with a tune that I've written called Concrete Kiss, and that's the opening track on the most recent bit of music that I released, which was a project called Noises With Friends, which was a little EP of stuff that we made in Hugo's flat in South London, three of us, me, Hugo, and an amazing musician called Christos. And it's really rough, really raw, and I was writing this song about kind of coming to terms with identities, what it means to kind of find home or long for home, and is it a physical space, is it something you feel, what makes you you, and I was kind of questioning all this. So that song very much kind of came out of that. And then we're going to go on a bit of a journey where I write some poems about being a bit pissed off with the rat race of living in London and the kind of hustle of it all. Then we'll do a cover of an amazing song called Hope There's Someone, written by Anoni, who's an incredible artist that I'm really inspired by. And we'll end with another poem I wrote recently. I actually wrote it on the day that Russia invaded Ukraine, and I just think everything's a bit grim. But I think I'm really fascinated and inspired by, throughout history and in the world today, no matter how grim things get, there has always been pockets of joy amidst like utter destruction. There's always been like joy as an act of resistance and resilience, and I think that's a really beautiful thing. So although yes, things are grim and we need to keep up the fight and the struggle, I think it's really important to remember that we have joy as the greatest form of resistance. So that's the note that we're going to end on today as well. Hi, this is Luca Manning, and you're going to be listening to my tune Concrete Kiss live from the Great Escape Festival in Brighton. Thank you.
red kiss. I'll miss the Glasgow sunset while I reminisce. I'm stifled by my own silence, my own silence. Show me where to go, where all the lost folks find home. Fighting, feeling hollow, remind me who I was before, who I was before. And tell me what you think makes you a man. Tell me what you think makes you a man.
Manning, thanks for joining me. Next up, we're going to have the Magics, so stick around for them. Thank you so much.
You just heard Luca Manning, and before that was Kai Bosch and Bina performing live at the Hope and Room for the 2022 Great Escape Festival in Brighton. Hey, my name's Dom. I'm the assistant producer at the Roundhouse, and I'm really proud to support our resident artist program. It's a 12-month artist development program for I suppose the most exceptional artists that we can find in music, performing arts, theatre, spoken word, poetry, cabaret, almost anything within the realm of performing arts. I suppose The Great Escape is good because it's, I guess it's an important like moment in the music calendar. It sort of marks the beginning, like the very beginning of the early festival season, getting on a list for like ones to see across the summer and beyond. It's like a lot of industry folks sort of descend on Brighton, I suppose, for the 3 or 4 days. A lot of people know the Roundhouse is generally as like an amazing live music or live performance space. Those people who do know about the studios, I think it's a really important way for us to demonstrate the work that happens in the studio and like how we nurture and develop and encourage like really exceptional artists who we want to support into having like a sustainable career within their industry, whether that's music or performing arts or something in between. We've had like a really good track record over the last 3 or 4 years of artists who have come through our residency programs who have then gone on to do great things, like either directly with us or on like stages or festivals, or sort of develop their own careers organically. So it's sort of a great way for us to sort of champion the work we do, and then that also helps like recruit new younger people to come through the studios and sort of see it as an ambition to like as part of their journey to be like maybe to one day apply or become a resident, and then sort of the cycle works quite naturally from there. Next, you're going to hear Flaneurs and India Shan, who closed the show on the day. But first, hip-hop jazz collective, The Magic.
How does it feel, guys? It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. This is our first festival, so we're very grateful that Roundhouse have got us out here. I'm Jazz.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Amal.
I'm Eagle.
I'm Marcello.
I'm Jyoti.
I'm Akinsoul.
We're The Magic, and our music is interesting. We make a lot of fusion, a lot of alternative music. We like to cross genres. We like to cross funk with hip-hop. We like to cross Afro jazz and Afro swing with trap. Like, the world is really our oyster. Like, we will do anything because we're a bunch of misfits from London. Yes, South London's finest.
I think it's interesting being a resident artist at a Roundhouse. It's a great opportunity to have, especially as young aspiring musicians. You know, it's such a well revered venue, and it's like to be like associated with a venue of that magnitude is great. And I think it's a good opportunity for the band to really like spread our wings as musicians, and you know, kind of get this experience underneath our belt, and it'll be something that we can use to, you know, even get more gigs in the future, and hopefully even when our residency ends, we can keep coming back to the Roundhouse. Hopefully prove ourselves being worthy, you know?
Yeah. Communication between the band is A1. It's the best. And we work very well together. We're always on time.
We're very punctual.
We're very punctual. Efficient. Yeah, we're efficient. We make it work, and we think that down to Roundhouse because they gave us a foundation to really link up and use as a hub to create our music and create our fusion and allow these misfits to make their music. So we're very grateful for the Roundhouse.
Today at The Great Escape, you can expect all styles of music, but the number one thing that we promise to deliver is great vibes. And we assure that, you know, if you're a fan of jazz, the funk, the soul, the pop, anything, you know, the rap, you got the hip-hop stuff, you know, it's all going to sound great. And we really hope to see you guys at future Magic events.
Yeah.
Especially with the Roundhouse.
I look forward to hearing French African Queen with
you. Yeah, same.
Because because we've rehearsed it together so many times. He came through. He came all the way from Brighton, man, to practice. With
I mean, on that song, we got an all star horn section. We got Jyoti on trumpet. We got James on trombone. We got Jazz on sax, and you know, like we got Elias on trumpet as well. Yeah. And we got the great Akinsoul singing for us, man. So it's gonna be great. Man.
How's everyone feeling today? Everyone's all good, yeah?
This is The Magic at The Great Escape playing French African Queen.
said the woman right outside the door, you just look where you are. She said, no, you're just losing, you know your father plays. I'm American, African boy, look at your face. I'm just a French African queen. She said, I'm just a French African queen. Music for the people, America to blues. Look at what she gave me, French African. One of the world, and we have many in each other, and the fruit of the seas is made for life. Oh, people of the world, African queen, yeah, people of the world against the African queen, hey, just American little boy with the African queen.
I'm Mim, and I make music as Flaneuse. The music I make is inspired by reflections and thoughts on our everyday, ordinary situations and nature and how we can learn from nature and grow in that way, but all through a kind of softly jazzy and chill kind of lens. I really enjoyed being a resident artist at the Roundhouse. I was given the amazing opportunity to play at In the Round in January, and Dom asked me what would my ideal band setup be, because before then I was playing solo. And I said my current band setup, which is a little unusual with violin and viola, bass, drums, keys, and me on vocals. And now I can't imagine not playing with that setup. It's been so honestly liberating to trust these amazing musicians and enjoy having them in my musical world. It feels amazing to be playing at the Great Escape. It's my first gig out of London, so it feels like I'm genuinely escaping into something new and really exciting. We just had our sound check and it all feels really good. So my goal with the live music is to try and change people's perspectives on something. So hope that someone might listen to a song and kind of have a different feeling at the end of it, or maybe having thought something through, and providing that space in a kind of gentle, reflective kind of way, hopefully just to feel something. That's what I'm going for, to make people feel. I think the song I look forward to performing the most is probably our final song of the set, called London Plane. And it's a song that is very special to me, because I wrote it about a tree that is outside of my window. It's called the London Plane tree, and it's the most common tree in London, and it's all to do with how can we learn to be kind of better humans by learning from trees around us. And then the chorus goes into this like mad, like kind of funk section, which is just so fun to perform. And like, I think it's the one that people kind of go away humming along. This is Mim, aka Flanez, and this is my song, London Plane, live from The Great Escape.
I hope you have enjoyed the set and enjoy this last song.
I'm India Shan, and I am a R&B singer-songwriter from Northwest London. I feel like, okay, so I've spent a lot of time at the Roundhouse over the years, and I actually just feel really lucky to still be doing work there musically. So, yeah, I just feel really happy to be like in and amongst such a lovely group of people, incredible artists, all in their own right. My journey so far with the residency, it's been really interesting to kind of hone in on the things that I know personally I wanted to kind of just put more focus on, whether that be, like for me that was live, other people it's going to be different things of course. So
I feel like it's good to be having that space to rehearse and work on like the actual live craft of things. And I don't know if it's just like a coincidence, but at the same time, like, it's been nice to do more shows and to kind of put two and two together when it comes to, yeah, just like working on that side of things. So yeah, I'm really excited to be at the Great Escape today. This is the first time I played outside of London, so it's just crazy. I feel like I didn't think that I would do this, just like even being at like a festival like this. It's really lovely to see like all the other incredible artists that are on the lineup. I mean, I guess the word is like contemporaries, but I don't even know how that fits here. It's just really nice to go and see all this amazing music and then be able to play at the end of it. It's really good. Today, the crowd will probably hear me talk some nonsense, because that's always a given. But no, just like a little range of kind of some up-tempo stuff, some mid-tempo, maybe a slightly slower one. I like to kind of play around genre-wise a little bit as well, so I feel like a lot of the time there's going to be like sub-genre influence. It's not just straight R&B. I find it quite hard to kind of put it into a bracket when people say, what do you do? So yeah, different bits and bobs. I think it's going to be a cool show. I'm excited. I'm most looking forward to performing Sunday. It's a kind of garage influenced, I kind of call it lo-fi garage. I just love like old school UK garage stuff, and so to kind of combine like what could be like R&B with that is quite fun. So this is India Shan at the Great Escape, and this is my song Sunday.
All right, so it's going to be a bit of a test. I'm going to speak it to you because I know some people don't like to sing, and that's fine. I do. So if you can try and sing this with me or speak that with me, that's fine. So the lyrics are very simple. This is a song about coming to the end of the week, the rat race, doing it again. I know you know about the rat race. I know you know. Okay, so it's called Sunday, the song, and the lyric goes, it's been a long week. Happy is Sunday. Let me find my feet. Go again on Monday. It's simple as that. Simple as that. So if you can catch it, then fair enough. Let's go.
It's been a long week. Happy is Sunday. Let me find my feet. Go again on Monday. It's been a long week. Happy is Sunday. Let me find my feet. We go again on Monday. It's been a long week. Happy and Sunday. Let me find my feet. Go again on Monday. It's been a long week. Yeah. Happy and Sunday. Let me find my feet. We go again on Monday.
I don't wanna feel like yesterday. No more. Yeah, I gave it all. You said it. I don't wanna feel like years away, like you. Got time for this, I said it. And you know I won't be here in the morning. I don't wanna waste your time. I don't wanna waste your only. This might be something that's worth attracting. I don't wanna waste my mind. It would be a waste to leave it.
Go again on Monday. It's been a long week, yeah. I'll be in Sunday. Let me find my feet. We go again on Monday.
And I don't wanna feel like yesterday. No more. Yeah, I gave it all, you said it. I don't wanna feel like years away. Like you. I got time for this, I said it. Yeah, you know I won't be. I don't wanna waste your time. I don't wanna waste your money. And this might be something that's worth attracting. I don't wanna waste my mind. It would be a waste to leave it. And again,
it's been a long week. Happy it's Sunday. Let me find my feet. Again on Monday. It's been a long week. Happy it's Sunday. Let me find my feet. Again on Monday.
Thank you. That was beautiful. That was 10 out of 10 effort. 10 out of 10. Yes, Mindy. Alrighty. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy the rest of the festival, whatever your weekend holds. I've been India Shan. We've been Roundhouse. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Such wonderful acts and such incredible live performances. Thank you so much to all of the resident artists for sitting down with us and letting us co-opt their green room. Thank you also to The Great Escape for having us and to The Hope and Ruin for being such wonderful hosts. You can find out more about the resident artists and where you can see them live at roundhouse.org.uk/about-us/resident-artists. Thanks for listening, and keep up with all things Transmission Roundhouse on Insta, Twitter and online.